Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the second lesson, as was read. In the name of Jesus, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Epiphany tide is that portion of the church year when we celebrate the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles, remember the events of his public ministry, and focus on the theme of mission. Today's lection from Ephesians asks us to view this season from another perspective, that of the mystery of Christ, Paul's descriptive phrase for the salvation God the Father wrought through his Son, emphasizing that this mystery is revealed, that it unites, and that it empowers us to serve. Paul reminds us that Epiphany is mystery. Epiphany tide celebrates the mystery of Christ as something that is revealed. Our bondage to sin renders futile any efforts we might make to perceive God's salvation. Whenever we attempt by our own methods to work out how God might save us, we fall into the two dead ends that are spoken of in Isaiah and in Mark. We either look to idols, whether they be literal images or our more subtle constructions of money, power, and the ability of our reason to provide the key to the mystery. Or we picture the mystery as Jesus implies the scribes did, as God playing doctor and certifying that we have done what is necessary to gain and maintain our spiritual health. Epiphany tide reminds us that we perceive the mystery of Christ, the secret of God's work of salvation, because it is revealed to us. Graciously reaching out to us, God the Father works our salvation through the revelation of Christ. Through Christ's life, his death on the cross, his resurrection, the mystery of how God would break our bondage to sin is made clear. We need no longer fall into the traps of idolatry or self-righteousness. The Father has revealed the mystery of his salvation through the epiphany of his Son, and through being brought to faith in that Son who is revealed to us through the Scriptures, through baptism, and in the Eucharist, we have that salvation. The Epiphany season is also the season of the mystery of Christ, since it is this mystery, this salvation, that unites us. St. Paul speaks of this union as he reminds us that we are joint heirs and of the same body and fellow sharers in the promise of Christ Jesus through the gospel. Such unity does not come from who we are, where we go to seminary, or what we do. Left to ourselves, we are a people who rely on distinctions, on fine points of differentiation to give us our status. Whether they be the distinction between whether one worships a carved idol or an idol cast from metal, or whether one holds oneself up as righteous because one is not like the tax collectors and scribes of one's day, we only feel secure with ourselves and with how we think God views us through our various distinctions. Even though, in the end, our human distinctions are pathetic shams which gain us nothing except God's wrath and punishment. The message of Epiphany tide is the proclamation of the mystery of Christ and the union we have through God the Father bringing us salvation through the appearance of his Son. We don't have to attempt to seek to gain God's favor through our blind distinctions, our scramble to push others down a rung. The mystery of Christ, the assurance of forgiveness and eternal life he has gained for us, turns us from our distinctions and grants us the gift of union. Through faith in Christ, whether we are Gentile, Jew, male, female, scribe, tax collector, we are sharers of the inheritance of salvation. Through our baptism, we are fellow members of his body, where he cares for us, through nourishing us, through his word, and through his body and blood. joint holders of the promise of eternal life. All of this is ours in the uniting mystery of Christ. Finally, the Epiphany season is the time of the mystery of Christ, since it is through this mystery that we are empowered to serve Him. On our own, we cannot render Christ's service. Instead, our interest is in what we can get for ourselves, and so constructing our schedule so we can avoid certain professors and have an easier quarter, and saying that right thing that will advance us among our colleagues, and talking about calls in terms of which call will cause God to take greater notice of our labors, we make sure to get our share to render service so that it is to our advantage. Unfortunately, such petty self-seeking, such a career-oriented approach to ministry, to service, ends up depriving us of God's blessing, ends up turning our service into a farce. The message of the Epiphany season of the mystery of Christ is that of power to serve Him. As we look to Him, Him who served through suffering and dying in our place, we are empowered to serve Christ instead of ourselves. Through the Spirit bringing us to faith and sustaining us in faith in Christ through the Word and the sacraments, we are enabled to serve, whether it be through mutual encouragement of one another in our studies, through molding young men to be the pastors that they should be, through our teaching and our example, through seeing that the daily details of the seminary are accomplished, or through the work we may do in parishes and mission fields or wherever Christ places us, our service is the new song Isaiah speaks of, a hymn of praise to the Christ of the Epiphany season, to the mystery of God's salvation. Mystery. The mystery of God's working of our salvation in Christ. This is the message of Epiphany tide. The message of a salvation revealed, of a salvation which unites, of a salvation whereby we are given the power to serve Christ. All of this is made possible through the mystery of the Son of God being manifested in our flesh for our salvation, the mystery of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.